up to damn. Christ almighty, help me find a way. I went outside. California, condors flocking by. In 100 days, there's 100 bees. In an hour, 60 of the other bees have 60 bees apiece. And I'm fine looking at the sky and just imagining these atoms in me being throughout time. All right. I won a prize. Wheel plastic made me notice as I moved away. Right on Elm Street, left on MLK. In 100 years, there's just one me. In an hour, 60 of me beat each other for supremacy. And I'm fine looking at the sky. I'm just inhabiting these atoms. They were never really mine. All right. In 100 miles, well, there's a brand new child. He's made of everlasting atoms that are now newly compiled. And I smile, and I turn the dial, and I find the songs of the unknowable that atoms can't define. All right.
It's an Adam Inhibitor. Not Adam Inhibitor. People say, man, I like that song, Adam Inhibitor. No, you can't inhibit those.
Yeah,
or can you?
Or can you?
With some quantum shit, you maybe can.
Yeah. You know, an atom looked upon changes.
Yeah.
So we're not really
true.
Ourselves right
no,
now.
No, no, no. Stop observing me!
Yeah. Do we know if a cricket's looking, going, I hope it doesn't come over here, it's big? Or how can I kill that thing so flies will land on it and then I can eat them? That's what the lizards do in my cabin. I thought they were like trying to be my friends, but they're not. They're
no,
going,
no.
How do I kill that big ass creature so maggots and flies will come so I can eat? They're just looking, watching me sleep.
Now that's right. In my house, we're all covered up with lizards and frogs too. But mm-hmm. That's the only reason. Only reason that where we live in an old ass house in the middle of like the swamp that we don't have bugs all over the place.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Our boys, the lizards,
yeah, they're crushing that shit.
And frogs take care of business.
Yes. Frogs are nice.
Yeah. They'll be in the house and like, yeah, just let him hang.
Yeah.
Because they take care of the bugs.
They do. They like to snack them.
Of course, one time a snake was curled up on my brother's bedside table when he woke up in the morning.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And my brother is a very tough man. I mean, my brother was like, you know, he'll hike by himself for weeks at a time. And he was a state level wrestler. He went to state when he was in high school. He's a tough guy. But man, the one thing that gets my brother, snakes.
Yeah.
And there was a snake curled up on his bedside table. He woke up in the morning, reached over to click the lamp, saw something move, click the lamp, there it was.
Yeah!
I threw a pot over the thing and put it out. Yeah.
You had to get it for him?
Well, he would have caught, if I wasn't there, he would have done it himself.
Right.
I mean, he's scared of snakes, but you know.
Yeah.
He knows, he Woo! Can take care of business. But
no. I say no to the snakes. No.
You know, you and I both write about animals a lot.
Yeah.
And about animals with personalities.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention.
I think that's wonderful. I have a
song
about a shoe. got you, son. Oh, that's what's wrong. I think it has a capo on it.
Yeah, that's Leslie's lavender capo.
Yeah, it's rad.
No, it's, I don't know. I'm probably saying the color wrong. She always accuses me of being colorblind.
I don't know.
No, it's not. She hates lavender. She wouldn't like, it's like pinkish.
Pinkish, lavenders. I think it is just straight up without the capo.